Jerry Bader Show 955, talking about the middle school in Rhode Island that has canceled Honors Night. Instead, they're going to have recognize students during team-based recognition ceremonies and graduation. This will afford us the opportunity to celebrate the individual and collective successes of all. You're not going to have success if you don't celebrate it. And if you don't understand that you'll be awarded for succeeding and not just awarded to make... there's no incentive, like the young girl said, to get better. There's no goal. Mariah in De Pere. Mariah, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I was born in the generation, beginning of a generation, probably having issues with this. I was born in 75. So it's kind of a catch-22. I think what they did for these kids is probably wrong. It is wrong, because you're right. It is a disincentive to do anything well, because there's no reason to do anything well. Why would you want to work harder than you have to get the same reward as somebody who does doodly, for lack of a better term? But I'm finding this too, and this is just a unique observation of maybe my own behavior, but maybe others have had this too that are in the younger part of the generation, that when people are rewarded for doing a good job or succeeding or whatever, I do feel that little twinge of resentment that maybe had I been brought up in a later generation, I might not have. I'm not inspired to work harder. I feel just this little bit of resentment, and then I'm like, well, screw it, and then I just move on to something else. Doesn't mean I don't. What I do then is I focus my efforts on what I want to be good at, not necessarily praising them for being good at what they apparently wanted to be good at. So maybe it's kind of a catch-22, I don't know, but for these poor kids, it's just like getting a participation award.
Yep. That's exactly right. I got to let you go because I want to get one more call in here, but I want to address her thoughts after the news. Devin on the road, you got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I just wanted to make the point that imagine if this is how we treat our kids, imagine how it's going to be like when they get into the workforce.
Yep. That is the problem. You have to learn, as we say around here, good enough seldom is. And that there has to be expectations. I have to write myself a note. I want to revisit Mariah's comments about, well, actually she feels resentment and not an incentive to do better, or that, and this was the big part, that she refocuses herself to another area to try to do well at. I'm going to finish this up with that at 10:06. It's 9:58.